I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today I have three guests and will give a brief biographical overview of each. More information can be found on my website. My first guest is Bill Gottlieb, who for 20 years worked at America's leading health and wellness publisher, Rodale Incorporated. He started as an associate editor of Prevention Magazine and was promoted to various positions over the years until he reached editor-in-chief of Rodale Books. During his time as editorial executive, he helped lead Rodale Books from $100 million to $250 million in yearly sales, managed an editorial staff of 125 people, and supervised the publication of 75 books a year, including the mega seller, The Doctor's Book of Home Remedies, that sold 16 million copies. Since 1997, Bill has written 10 health books that have sold more than 2 million copies, including the bestseller Alternative Cures, has written hundreds of articles for national publications, including Prevention, Reader's Digest, Men's Health, and National Solutions, and has worked as an editorial and marketing consultant for many companies, including Time Warner, Hearst, and Boardroom Incorporated. Bill also has extensive media experience and was the spokesperson in a commercial for The Doctor's Book of Home Remedies that was broadcast 50,000 times and generated revenue of 2 million copies. He has appeared on national television and radio, including Good Morning America, CNN, NPR. More information is available at www.billgottliebhealth.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, and I'm looking forward to hearing natural ways of healing and weight loss. Now, first, Bill, you've written the book, The Natural Fat Loss Pharmacy, about nutritional supplements to assist in weight loss. What are the best ones of the supplements?
Carl, first, thanks so much for having me on your show today. And you know, for that book, I really feel two of the most unique supplements that people could benefit for. One is conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA. Mm-hmm. And that's a fatty acid that is rather unusual. It's actually derived from the stomach or lining of the stomach of a ruminant. And you would find those in, of course, in meat and butter. You'd find CLA in meat and butter, but not at the level that it works in a supplement. And what research shows, a very good clinical study with over 200 people, is that when you take CLA, it changes the way that you really metabolize your food, changes your blood sugar metabolism, and you lose over a period of 3 months. Typically, you will lose 4 pounds of fat while gaining about the equivalent 4 pounds of muscle. And so people will notice a better tone. They'll notice, of course, loss around their waistline. And that's by changing nothing else. You don't have to change anything about your diet. You don't have to add exercise. And obviously, people are often delighted to find out they can do nothing but take a supplement and see an appreciable change in their body composition. So I think CLA is very good. CLA is also anti-inflammatory. There's animal research indicating that it's anti-cancer. There's research showing that it's very good for balancing blood sugar, which is really one of the ways it helps make that change from fat to muscle. So I think CLA is really a wonderful supplement that's featured in my book. The other one that I really like is green tea, and that's not so much to lose weight. And typically people don't have trouble losing weight. They are people very successfully lose weight over and over again. What they have trouble with is really maintaining weight loss. Statistics show that something like 95% of people who lose weight gain it all back within the next year or so. And so there's really excellent studies out of the Netherlands that show that green tea extract, and that is about 350 milligrams of green tea catechins, the active polyphenol in green tea, about 350 milligrams with about 100 milligrams of caffeine. is really effective in weight maintenance. And they work synergistically together to really decrease appetite. And it shows that really when people do that, not just caffeine, but green tea and caffeine together, really they tend to take in about 150 less calories a day and also tend to burn more calories because the green tea is a little bit of a metabolic stimulant in a very safe way. It stimulates calorie burning through a brain mechanism rather than through any kind of racing heartbeat or higher blood pressure or dangerous way such as ephedra did. So CLA and green tea extract combined with caffeine, I think those are really two wonderful supplements for weight loss and weight maintenance.
Great. Now, Bill, your book, Alternative Cures, has sold more than 1 million copies and includes more than 1,000 natural cures. What are the very best cures from that book?
Well, Carl, I was looking through the book, and I really felt like one of the most interesting cures was really glutamine powder for people who have arthritis and take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or NSAIDs. And those are very dangerous drugs. They kill 16,000 people a year and probably hospitalize another 100,000 with sudden and massive bleeding ulcers. Very dangerous drugs. And I talked to a doctor when I was putting together the book who said that if you take NSAIDs regularly, before you take them, if you mix 2 to 4 grams of glutamine powder, that's just about a rounded half teaspoon, in 6 to 8 ounces of water, and take it about 30 minutes before each dose of the NSAID, you really protect the lining of your duodenum, the small intestine right next to the stomach, which is where these ulcers tend to occur that kill and harm so many people. So that's a wonderful natural remedy that protects against a very nasty and even deadly side effect of a drug. And oddly enough, glutamine also, if you take 500 milligrams of it in a pill form, is very good at stopping sugar cravings. You know, if you just are a person who tends to eat and overeat a whole lot of carbohydrate, sugars and starches, taking that much glutamine is really good, says Julia Ross, a woman who wrote The Diet Cure, for really stopping sugar cravings. And another remedy in the book that I really loved, I got from a chiropractor out here in California for low back pain. It's very simple. And she just says that really you should, in terms of your sitting posture, just pretend that a string is attached to the middle of your chest and is nudging your breastbone upward, just basically raising up your breastbone. And she said just doing that when you notice you're slumping over, just correcting your posture in that simple way will really help correct back pain and prevent episodes of back pain in the future. So I think those are three really good remedies for, you know, for arthritis, for sugar cravings, and for back pain, which is certainly problems that are very, very common.
Right. And I think I've had them all.
Right.
Also, Bill, you've written a few books about recent breakthroughs in natural healing. What do you think are some of the most important breakthroughs from the past 2 or 3 years?
Well, you know, I think the most important one of all is the growing recognition of the importance of vitamin D. Really, I am so impressed by the research, and it's so comprehensive. Every day I look at a new study connecting low vitamin D levels with a problem or higher vitamin D blood levels with a solution to a problem. And we're talking about heart disease, we're talking about diabetes, we're talking about cancer. People who are diagnosed with cancer who have higher blood levels of vitamin D have longer survival rates, just to show you how dramatic. We're also, of course, talking about bone health, what vitamin D has traditionally been understood to be good for. Also muscle pain, frailty and aging, fibromyalgia, and asthma and allergies because it's an immune regulator. And the reason is because really there's now the understanding that many cells in the body have vitamin C receptors and that also, vitamin D receptors. And then also vitamin D upregulates probably about 10% of the human genome, makes genes active. So The tragedy is that the recommendation for vitamin D is woefully low at 400 international units a day, while at the same time research shows that 70% of Americans have deficient blood levels, and then 90% of African Americans and Hispanics. So really, I think everybody should be taking at a minimum 2,000 IU of vitamin D. It's very safe. I've talked to the top vitamin D researchers in the world, and they're agreed to a person that is not a toxic dose. It's a very, very safe dose. In fact, that, you know, you'd have to take doses, huge doses, in order to have a toxicity. So I think that is really the leading breakthrough, and that people don't need to bother with blood tests, though, of course, that's always a good idea. But really, if you're concerned about your health, taking 2,000 IU of vitamin D daily is really something you must do.
Mm-hmm. I know my doctor found mine was very low. This was 2 or 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And put me on 50,000 once a week for, I think it was 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then I went back to 1,000 a day. And
yeah,
that way it kept it up there, because before it, I just couldn't get it up where it was supposed to be.
Yes. You know, I have an interesting strategy, Carl, which is I take 2,000 a day in my supplement, and then I actually take 50,000 twice a month. Like every mm-hmm. other Sunday, every month, mm-hmm. I take a 50,000 IU pill. And that gives me an average, and very cheap, actually, mm-hmm. Very inexpensive pills that I get from a particular company. And that gives me a 5,000 IU average a day. And I've talked to a wide range of experts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wide range of opinions. But there is, a number of leading vitamin D experts actually encourage people to take that amount per day, particularly if you, live in the Northeast, as you do, I
mm-hmm.
think, and are really
mm-hmm.
not exposed to very much sunlight.
Mm-hmm. And at my age, I don't go out in the sun like I did when I was young.
Right.
Yeah. Then, Bill, in your book, Real Cause, Real Cures, you include a chapter on prescription drugs as one of the leading causes of ill health right now, along with poor diet and sedentary lifestyle. Why did you include medications as a cause of illness?
Well, you know, I think people in general don't realize how toxic and damaging medications can be. A study a few years ago in the New England Journal of Medicine showed that more than 100,000 people a year are killed by medications. And this is not, we're not talking about overdoses or so-called recreational drugs. We're talking about prescription medications that individuals were taking as part of the health regimen recommended by their doctor. That's 100,000 people a year, and that makes it the fourth leading cause of death in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing another book now on supplements for diabetes, and just reading about the Avandia tragedy, in which this diabetes medication was pushed very heavily, but when it was initially launched in 1999, the drug company that launched it had research in hand in which they knew that it would increase the level of congestive heart failure, and really suppress that research essentially, and continue to suppress research over the next many years. And one expert from the Cleveland Clinic called Avandia the greatest public health tragedy of our time, drug safety tragedy of our time, and estimated that 45,000 people died, had heart attacks or strokes due to that drug. So when a new drug comes on the market, I've talked to people, many doctors feel there should be like a 7-year rule in which you just simply don't take a new drug for 7 years
mm-hmm.
until it's proven to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I think people need to be very prudent, partner with their doctor about drug prescriptions, really be very careful to know what the side effects are, find out if there are safer alternatives, and also, really explore, if they have the will and interest, natural alternatives to the medication they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
There often are natural alternatives, and from a long-term perspective, when the drugs become toxic over time, as another, for instance, the FDA just issued a new warning on statin drugs, the
mm-hmm.
most popular drugs, that they are a cause of diabetes and a cause of memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a, here's all these drugs, the most popular single drug in the U.S., now implicated in, you know, two very distressing health problems. So I just think, you know, that having the ear of your many kind listeners, I think really being cautious about drug use, really understanding the risks, and they're very real, seeing if they can use natural methods rather than the drugs, or at least natural methods to use less of the drugs, is always prudent in terms of an entire life approach to health.
Right, and that's great advice. And with me, I prefer not to just wait 7 years, but to wait forever as far as taking a drug, because I feel like that God gave us natural ways to deal with all of our health problems. And it's just a matter of finding the right natural thing that goes with the particular problem that you have. So I don't like taking medications. I have on occasion, but I don't like to at all, if possible.
Yes, I'm the same way, and I think, you know, many medications are really wonderful. If you have a case of shingles and you immediately take the very safe medication, the antiviral medication, you can prevent a lifetime of post-traumatic neuralgia and pain and suffering. You know, there's a lot of really wonderful, effective medications out there, but many medications, you know, like for arthritis pain, for headache pain, and many psychoactive medications for, you know, depression and so forth, they're really, you know, they have a very significant downside, and there's so many things to do that are not medication-based that really work just as well, but require more energy and commitment on the side of the individual.
Now, are there any other home remedies that you would like to mention?
Oh, other home remedies. You know, one that this isn't really. We're kind of through flu season, but one wonderful remedy for flu that I'd like to share with you. I'm just going to open up my book now because it's got a bunch of ingredients, and I want to make sure I get them exactly right. Is an anti-flu cocktail that was given to me by a doctor from Florida, and I'll tell your listeners the recipe for it, and he said if you drink this twice a day, this cocktail, which as you'll see is in tomato juice, that really you can knock out a flu in just a day or two. And the ingredients are 1 or 2 cloves of garlic, 3 droppers full, that's 40 drops each, so that's 120 drops, 3 droppers of echinacea tincture, echinacea, the immune-boosting drug, 3 droppers of golden seal, which is, again, another immune booster, 3 droppers of cat's claw, one more strongly immune-boosting herb, just a pinch of cayenne pepper, which thins mucus and improves circulation, the juice of 1/2 lemon, and then that in 6 to 8 ounces of organic tomato or any vegetable juice, really. And put those in a blender with a couple of ice cubes to make the drink more palatable, and then sip it slowly for a few minutes. Drink it twice a day, and really you should knock out that flu very quickly.
Sounds great. Good. Thank you. Now, do you want to tell us about your books and any services and websites and how the listeners can locate your books?
Oh, thank you, Carl. Yeah. You know, my website is billgottliebhealth.com. That's BILLGOTTLIE as in Edward, B as in boy, health.com, billgottliebhealth.com. And your listeners can find links to all my books there. Most of those links are to Amazon or to one of my publishers of 4 of my 11 books, Bottom Line Health. They'll also see a link to my most recent book, which is Maximum Manhood, which is health, men's health for men 40 and over, focusing on increasing testosterone and dealing with potency and sexual satisfaction, and then also prostate health. And then another offering I have is that I am a certified health coach, and so I give 12-session health coaching programs to help people identify their health goals and then give them support in reaching them around diet, exercise, weight loss, disease conditions, and so forth. So that starts with a free 50-minute health consultation. And if people want to contact me about taking that first step in considering whether they want to do my health coaching program, they can contact me again through my website at bill@billgottliebhealth.com is my email.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I appreciate this very much, Bill. It's been very interesting and will be informative for the listeners.
So Carl, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
And now for a word about the new spring issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. As usual, this issue is a gourmet delight of wonderful stories, music, and movies, so it is difficult to select a few to mention. I start with interviews with two well-known stars, Linda Gray of Dallas fame, who talks about what moves her and what keeps her moving, and the role of gratitude in her life. Then Anne Margaret talks about her life and love, her 45-year marriage, and her abiding faith in God, and how this has been a part of her life and career. Both are inspiring stories. It was great to see Jay-Z Knight in my interview with her. Jay-Z is the channel of Ramtha and is considered by many to be one of the most charismatic spiritual leaders of the modern age. She also made an appearance in another video in this issue, the interesting story of Jonas Elrod, who woke up one day and could see angels, demons, auras, and ghosts, and what this means for him. As a 38-year lung cancer survivor who used controversial natural products when given 6 months to live, I was immediately drawn to the article on a miracle cure for cancer, in which the author discusses the controversy around the natural product guanabanus and the successful experiences from clinical and research studies. Another area of interest as I get older is living a healthy life, and the article on secrets of a long life from the 94-year-old who keeps busy with poker, bridge, and competing in bowling is an inspiration to me and to all. Last, not to be missed, is a violin performance of Estrellita by Charlie Seam and the song L.A. City sung by Connie Lim. You won't want to miss these and other stories, music, and videos in this issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest, Andrea Beeman, is a natural food chef, author, and television host who was a featured contestant on Bravo's hit reality TV show Top Chef in Season 1. She is a regular featured food and health expert on CBS News and has appeared on Barbara Walters, The View, Emerald Live, and Whole Living on Martha Stewart Radio. She is the host of the award-nominated Fed Up, a cooking show that educates guests and viewers how to cook for and cure bodily ailments. Andrea teaches cooking classes and health seminars at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, the Natural Gourmet Cooking School, the James Beard House, the Open Center, and other schools around the country to over 2,000 students annually. Andrea is the author of The Whole Truth, How I Naturally Reclaimed My Health and You Can Too, and The Eating and Recipe Guide, Better Food, Better Health, and Health is Wealth, Make a Delicious Investment in You. She is featured in the Top Chef Cookbook, Escape from Corporate America, Integrative Nutritional Case Studies, and Louise Hay's Modern Day Miracles. She has contributed articles to Women's Health Magazine, Whole Living, Forbes Traveler, Dish du Jour, Physician Assistance Magazine, Quick and Simple, and others. More information is available at www.andreabeeman.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Andrea, and I look forward to hearing about your healing of your thyroid, your appearance on Bravo Show. And also, I would like to start by asking how one goes about getting on some of the big television, radio shows, since you have done so much of this.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, it was actually part of my journey. When I healed my thyroid condition, I was on a mission. I said, okay, I have to teach people that they can heal naturally without resorting to unnecessary surgeries or medications. And I just kept putting it out there. You know, this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to do. And it was first, you know, like by chance and by luck that I had sat next to someone at a healthy restaurant. And she said, oh, I have a radio show, and you have a great story. I'd like you to come on to my radio show. And I did, and I was on her radio show, and I was like, wow, this is a great way to reach so many people, you know, and not just, you know, 10 people in a cooking class or in a little seminar, but I could reach possibly thousands or millions. So that became my goal. So I started to reach out to, you know, publications, you know, find out who the editor was and what kind of stories they were looking for. And here's a good story for you. And if you don't have the time to do that, you know, to reach out to all the different publications or the radio shows or the local television stations, then go to one of the local schools and see if they have either a marketing person in there, you know, like a market, they have internships from the students, the college students. And you say, I'm looking for an intern to do some work for me for outreach, you know, like marketing outreach, trying to find, you know, some articles. You go, oh, you could get a media student, a student for that from communications and media, and tell them, listen, I want to do like a nice outreach, you know, write a letter. This is who I am, and this is what I want to teach people, or this is the story that I have to tell. I was diagnosed with lung cancer. They gave me 6 months to live. It has to be dramatic because what the news media is looking for is sensationalism. You know, it's the sensationalism, unfortunately, that's what sells. You know, we're a very dramatic society. Look at the reality TV.
Right, right.
So it has to be a story that's going to grab people. What is it about this person's journey that is newsworthy? What's newsworthy? So then you have to say, okay, well, what is newsworthy? I know that it's newsworthy, that healing yourself naturally, this is the wave of the future. This is where it's at. You know, people eating natural, eating organic, getting back to nature in a bigger way, eating clean, taking care of themselves. We're naturally on that nice crest, you know, that wave that's just, they're coming forward. This is like the, I used to say it's the wave of the future. It's actually the right now.
Right, definitely.
You know, so it's very newsworthy right now. So this would be the time for you to do that outreach to the local radio station. Who is the editor? Who is the programming director? The editor for the newspapers and the programming director for the shows? Or who's the producer of a show that you like? If there's any shows that you listen to that interest you, that, you know, oh, gosh, I like this person and what they're sharing with the world, you send them a note, send them a personal note. Hey, this is what I've done, and this is what I'm doing in my life, and I'd love to share it with your listeners. I'd love to share this story with your readers. You know, contact me. And then you just let it go. You let it go. And if it's meant to be, and the right person's going to call you at the right time, you know, they're going to contact you, they're going to say, and they may not call for 6 months, so you just keep sending something back, you know. Another 30 days, oh, look, I'm going to send this note out again. And eventually they're either going to say, okay, let's give this person a chance. Or, like I said, the right door is going to open up for you. Just keep moving forward. You know, you have a story to tell. It is newsworthy, and it needs to be shared with the masses. So keep that in mind.
Now, do you think that the publicist helps that much?
Yeah, like my books are all self-published, and my DVDs are self-produced. So I've never used a publicist, but I think that a publicist would help, especially for getting you out into the world. You know, I've really been truly blessed that anything that I've done, I've had people connect with me and contact me. I haven't had to do much outreach at all. Like, even my show, Top Chef, I had someone, a friend, saw a notice in California or something like that, that a show was looking for chefs, and she said, you should send them your information. and I just sent them a link to my website, and the producers called me the following day. So, you know, like, it also has a lot to do with right time, mm-hmm. right place.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that show, from Top Chef, a producer in, I guess it was Texas at the time, saw me on Top Chef and offered me another show. And that's how I got my show, Wise
mm-hmm.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Wise Up, I got Fed Up. That's another show that I
mm-hmm.
host. And also the CBS News. I'm on CBS News frequently doing the morning show. You know, I'm their health and food
mm-hmm.
expert.
Now, I see you were on The View and Barbara Walters and some of these also. And
yeah.
Did you approach them the same way, or did they approach you?
No, they approached me.
Oh, they did.
I had I gave a lecture. I guess it was to about 1,800 students. At
mm-hmm.
the time, I was teaching at Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And it was a big lecture hall, and there was 1,800 students. And one of them contacted me afterwards and said, you know, I loved what you had to say. I'd like, you know, assistant
mm-hmm.
producer on The View, I'd love you to come on and do a cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, great, you know, so I think just putting yourself out there into the world
mm-hmm.
is one way. Being inspirational is another way. People will always find you if you are inspiring them to make a different choice or, you know,
mm-hmm.
Look at things differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they start to flock to you.
Great, good. Well, I appreciate this because I thought I was interested, and I thought the listeners might also be interested, especially if they have books coming out and they don't know exactly how to go about getting media. Now, do you do anything with the social media?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
All of my classes, all of my seminars, information, I always post it up on Facebook and on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I share with people in the Twitterverse and on the Facebook
mm-hmm.
because it's a way to expand, again, the reach.
Right.
You know, and like,
right.
as you know, from being a published author, what they're looking for from you is a platform.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a platform, you can sell books.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have the pressure from a publishing company because I'm my own publisher.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always selling books. You
mm-hmm.
know, like, I'll teach a class and then I'll put up a link. You know, this is the class that we just taught and here's the link to my book. You know, it's always a matter of self-promotion, not to the point of, it's not overkill. It's just at the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't shove it down people's throat. If they like the information, here you go. Here's more of it. You can get it in this book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's always a matter of promoting. Plus, I have a blog. I have actually a couple blogs on my
mm-hmm.
on my website,
mm-hmm.
you know, where I give information. And if people like the information, they have the option to purchase a book or purchase a DVD or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way that the world is going now, where it's more people doing self-promotion.
Right, right. Well, I thank you very much. These have been helpful tips on how to go about promoting a book. So then we were going to talk about your incurable thyroid.
Yeah.
Can you start by telling us about this experience and how you dealt with it to resolve the problem?
Yeah, actually, prior to my thyroid disease, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer for
mm-hmm.
the second time. And at the second coming of her cancer, I questioned the cancer
mm-hmm.
because she had the first cancer, the breast cancer, in the early 80s, and they did a radical mastectomy. They took off her whole breast, all the lymph nodes,
mm-hmm.
chemotherapy, radiation, you know, the whole thing. And then when the breast cancer came back 11 years later, I questioned it, and so did my father. We said,
mm-hmm.
you know, how does the breast cancer come back when there's no breast even there? You know, what happened? You know, how did this manifest? And so we didn't know then. We just continued to do the traditional, not traditional, the modern
mm-hmm.
version of treatment. And we put her through chemotherapy and radiation and really practically sucked the life out of her. And then my father had read an article about a Dr. Hugh Faulkner who had healed his pancreatic cancer, of all things,
mm-hmm.
with changing his diet and his lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. We changed our diet and our lifestyle. We started doing something called macrobiotics, which was, you know, big back in the 70s and the 80s. I think it's still pretty big.
Right, right.
So we started mm-hmm. to do that, and I noticed that her energy changed when we changed the quality of her food. You know, I noticed that my energy changed
mm-hmm.
when I changed the quality of
mm-hmm.
the food. My mom, she didn't have enough life in her to make it through that second coming, the second round of chemotherapy and radiation and all that stuff. So when she died, I had planted the seed in my mind that if anything happens to me, I'm going to go alternative first
mm-hmm.
I have no desire to ever put radiation or chemotherapy anywhere near me.
Right.
And 5 years later, I was diagnosed with hyperthyroid, plus I had a goiter.
Mm-hmm.
My immune system was crashing constantly. I was sick all the time. I was about 25 to 30 pounds heavier than I am now. And they had said that my disease was incurable. And in order to cure my disease, that I would have to take radioactive iodine and then Synthroid for the rest of my life. And I said, you know what? I'm going to pass on that radioactive anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that anywhere near me. And I'm going to change my diet and my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, your diet has nothing to do with your thyroid.
Mm.
And I said, you know, and this was just, oh gosh, 16 years ago maybe.
Mm-hmm.
16 years ago. And I said, I totally get that. You believe that? I said, but I'm going to work on changing my diet, and I'll be back in a couple months for another blood test. So I did. I radically overhauled my diet. I got rid of all the junk food, the fast food, the crap food, the diet food, the chemicals, diet soda, all
mm-hmm.
the stuff that I was eating. And I radically overhauled it to whole foods,
mm-hmm.
naturally raised, no chemicals, whole, you know, prepared from home, from scratch. And my body started to change.
Mm-hmm.
And within 4 months, my goiter started shrinking. And I also lost about 18 pounds. And I went back to the doctor, and my blood work had definitely changed.
Mm-hmm.
I had went from dangerously high
mm-hmm.
on my thyroid hormone to almost normal, like
mm-hmm.
0.2 above normal. And the doctor said, yeah, you know, your thyroid levels have definitely changed, but you're still not normal, so you have to take this medication. Don't kid yourself. And I said, yeah, no, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Thank you very much. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I'll see you in another 4 months. I changed doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And then every 4 months, I would go back for another blood test. And every 4 months, I would get diagnosed with a new disease.
Mm-hmm.
First, it was hyperthyroid. Then it was hypothyroid. Then it was Hashimoto's. And then finally, after 2 years of my improving my diet and my lifestyle and my consciousness and everything, my thyroid tested normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big believer that we literally
right.
are what we eat.
Right, right.
We are what we eat. We are what we think. We are what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell people, you know, change your diet, but that's just one step. We
right.
are physical, spiritual, emotional beings.
Right.
So we have to support and nourish all parts of our human existence.
Mm-hmm.
We have to support our soul. We have to support our emotion, our heart. We have to support our stomach. We have to support our physical body.
Now, Andre, could you tell us about your appearance on Bravo, Top Chef?
Oh, Top Chef. Yeah,
yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm not a professional chef. I'm homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
And I only got into the kitchen after my thyroid disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, I cooked a little bit when my mom was sick, but more so, I really found the need for it with my thyroid disease. So
mm-hmm.
that's how I got on Top Chef. I was teaching classes all over New York and from my apartment, and the gal who had sent me the link to this show is looking for chefs,
mm-hmm.
she said, you know, you teach these classes, you have to go and be on Top Chef.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm not a professional chef, but I'll send my link anyway. So I did. I went over there, and I hung out with the chefs for quite a few weeks, and we all had a good time. It's Top Chef, I think, is a good show. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
not like some of the other shows. It's pretty real. You know, like some of the reality shows, the chefs, you know, they get more time. They have time to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
But in Top Chef, you don't. It's really, okay, you have 20 minutes. Make us an appetizer. They pull us up into a truck stop. Make us an appetizer. Make us this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still reality TV. That's not real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get 12 or 10 chefs or 16 chefs all in one area competing for this Top Chef title.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience there, I really enjoyed it because it was my first time being in amongst chefs, you
mm-hmm.
know, like a whole new culture shock for me. You know, I was like, wow, look at this. They had their own knife cases and everything, and I just
mm-hmm.
came with one knife.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was great for me in the sense that I'm a, you know, a big believer in meditation and
right.
stressing and all that.
Right.
So when all of the chefs were under a tremendous amount of stress, you know, and flipping out and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like getting crazy, I was pretty cool, calm, and collected for most of my journey there.
Mm-hmm.
Because every day, no matter what, I'd wake up and I would meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I'd connect to myself, to the source, to the universe, you know. I just,
right.
I felt really calm.
Now, Andre, there's one more thing I wanted to ask you before we look at your books and services, and that is about how people can locate and eat organic, local, and in seasonal foods. I do that, but I find sometimes it's difficult, especially in the winter months. So do you have some tips for people as to how they can do this?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I want to do is recommend that people join a CSA, a community-supported agriculture. And they're all over the United States and all over the world. And a community-supported agriculture is that you purchase a piece of a farm.
Mm-hmm.
You give the farmer your money, and the farmer puts that money towards seeds and sowing and harvesting and reaping and all that stuff. And then you reap the rewards. So it's one of the most reasonable, financially reasonable ways to eat. It also helps to keep you local and seasonal. My CSA here in Manhattan cost me $500 for 6 months
mm-hmm.
worth of produce.
Mm-hmm.
6 months is a long time.
Now, can you get produce in the winter months?
In the winter months, traditionally, people would eat roots, tubers, cabbages, you know, the heartier,
mm-hmm.
heartier vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't have much salad in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't have much fruit in the wintertime. I let the wisdom of the universe and the wisdom of nature guide me.
Mm.
So in the wintertime, I'm having more stocks, more soups, more
mm-hmm.
food that would be available in the wintertime. I'm not having tomatoes and watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in from a physical perspective, the tomatoes and the watermelon are very cooling to the body. So if it's 33 degrees here and I'm eating tomatoes and watermelon,
mm-hmm.
I'm giving my body the stuff that will make it colder.
Mm-hmm.
And that will contribute to colds and flus and achy bones. And I'll be lacking the strength that my body needs to make it through wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So I would really suggest that people start to look at, well, what is available and what was traditionally used in the colder months?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stocks. Probably one of the epitome of wintertime foods. Stock, and if you throw some roots in there, some turnips or rutabaga or even some winter squashes, which could, you know, you harvest them in November and December, and they're good through January and February.
Mm-hmm.
And then come March, we have little spring bulbs coming up. We have little leafy lettuces. We have sprouts. You have asparagus. So when March comes, then you start to harvest and put all that stuff back into your diet.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get in harmony with the environment, naturally our body gets stronger.
You don't use any frozen organic?
No, I do. Like what I'll do to save time
mm-hmm.
is when I make my stocks,
mm-hmm.
I actually freeze at least 2/3 of it. I'll freeze
mm-hmm.
it in little containers.
Mm-hmm.
So I do use frozen. I don't necessarily use frozen vegetables because the farmer's market here in,
mm-hmm.
in New York is open year round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm blessed that way to have that farmer's
mm-hmm.
market. So I can get roots and tubers all year round. But if frozen is all you have available, then certainly use frozen. You know, don't starve.
Mm-hmm. I freeze berries. I get the organic, local, and United States berries in the summer months, and I freeze them. And then I use those during the winter months for my cereal and all. But I also can find enough frozen organic vegetables and organic stock and make organic soup that I then freeze, and it lasts me maybe 3 weeks. And then make soup again.
Yeah, I think that soup is like the perfect winter food.
Mm-hmm.
It's warming, it's nourishing, it's supportive. Especially if you're using like a good old-fashioned stock,
mm-hmm.
it'll support the bones and the joints.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways for us to really get strong and get healthy and
right.
and eat well
right.
without
mm-hmm.
suffering.
Mm-hmm. Now, Andrea, will you then tell us about your books, your services, presentations, and how the listeners can locate you and find out about you?
Yeah, my latest book is called Health is Wealth, Make a Delicious Investment in You. And it literally teaches people how to shop, how to save money, how to cook in bulk, meal plans. You know, it has 7 different meal plans of what to make in each week and, you know, what's better
mm-hmm.
for which season. You know, plus it gives breakfast foods, traditional breakfast foods, and it has over 120 recipes, I think.
Mm.
But it's really a good go-to guide, where
mm-hmm.
to get it, how to cook it, you know, when it's appropriate, like all that stuff. And that they can get either at Amazon or on my website. On my website, one of the things that I've done, I put all of my products in bundles. which Amazon can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have my adrenal DVD, my nourishing thyroid health DVD, my three books. I put them all into bundles so that people can buy them at a huge
mm-hmm.
discount.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go to my website, www.andreabeeman.com, there's all my products there. And, of course, I have services. Like I do health coaching, and I teach seminars, and I'm a keynote speaker around the country at different health seminars and,
mm-hmm.
oh, my gosh, so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Life is busy. Life
right.
is busy and good.
Well, I appreciate this very much, Andrea. It's been very helpful to me, and I know it'll be helpful to the listeners because I think people more and more are wanting to take care of themselves, and
yeah.
they need all the help they can get living in the society we live in.
I agree.
So I appreciate this very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and I appreciate all you're doing. Like I said earlier, I think that you are an inspiration in where you are and how healthy you are. You're rolling up on 80, and it's not often that I can have a conversation like this with an 80-year-old who may be not in their full mind
mm-hmm.
or not
mm-hmm.
able to exercise, unable to take care of themselves.
Right.
So really, it's inspirational, and you know, bless you on your journey. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. My third guest is Ellie Peterson, creator of an innovative technique that brings improved health through the synergy of affirmations like I can, I'm loved, with yoga, balanced, flexible, cardio, and strengthening movements. Ellie's holistic approach combines both exercise, movement, and affirmations into an active process, thereby energizing individuals' mind, body, and being. Ellie is author of the Meditative Yoga eBook, Meditative Movements book, and Power of Positive Aerobic DVD, and as a speaker, she inspires people of all ages to affirm themselves as they move. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Ellie, and I look forward to hearing about Ellie's Meditative Yoga. Now first, what is Ellie's Meditative Yoga?
Carl, this is a new Western-style practice that unites the mind, body, and being.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga originated in ancient India, and it typically means the union between mind, body, and spirit. And this involves the practice of physical postures and poses. This new practice is unique because it starts with meditation, which is really an opportunity to be aware of your breath and your thoughts. And then we get the body moving. So you get in touch with your body. When you change your position, you notice how your muscles feel. And then this practice requires individuals now to also be aware of their thoughts. So once the body's in position, then core value affirmations are spoken out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, I'm loved, I'm good enough, and I release stress, I forgive, are all examples of the affirmation mantras that you'd be speaking as your body is holding the poses.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I use a lot of affirmations. And as Anne Marie Evers says in her books, and I've interviewed her a couple times, they always work if they're done right. So I believe in affirmations and meditation and yoga. So I think it's good that you put them together. Now, what are the benefits of practicing your meditative yoga technique?
Well, as you know, most people associate exercise and workouts with losing weight. And my approach is really about having a fit body so that when you look in the mirror, you can say, I look good, I feel great, and I'm happy with my appearance. So when you look good on the outside, that's wonderful. You add the component of feeling energized, free, and confident to that healthy body, and you really have a winning combination.
Mm-hmm.
So the benefits are self-healing, feelings of being in harmony with life and yourself. And then we like to think of outward manifestations. So it's great for people that want to quit smoking, maintain a healthy weight, and it's really about celebrating life amongst the changes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have physical changes that we're celebrating, aging being one, as well as relationships, whether they're starting or ending, as well as death. So it's really an opportunity, Carl, that day by day you're able to focus 100% on you, and it really gives you a tool so you can be reminded of how amazing you are, and it gives you the opportunity to celebrate your life.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Why do you consider affirmations with movements to be so powerful?
It's really about the results that I've seen. And so you can create those changes in your life that you're looking for. And because it's so simple and easy, people can follow it. So we've talked a little bit, you had shared about affirmations and the power that they have.
Mm-hmm.
When you think in terms of emotions being also a part of your body and then controlling your mind, it's just a amazing feeling that you have when you feel that total connection. So whether you're taking 5 minutes or an hour, you really focus 100% on you so that you can feel confident. And I have people tell me, I say the I am loved affirmation with the movement in the morning, and it really, I can feel it throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's empowering to know that you are loved and you feel it and you look it as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, can you explain how the technique works?
Sure. First, people are aware of how their body feels while standing in the pose. Second, they focus on their breath. And then third, they integrate the affirmation. So, Carl, I'd like you to do a simple movement with me.
Mm-hmm.
So bring your ear to your shoulder. Can you feel the stretch?
I do that every night before I meditate, so it probably is not as much of a stretch for me as for those people who don't do the head and neck exercises daily.
Okay.
But I do feel, yeah.
So now bring your head back up to its original position.
Mm-hmm.
And now I would ask you to take a deep breath and bring your ear to your shoulder again. And as you're exhaling, then we'll also say the affirmation. And I recommend that people say the affirmation out loud. And this would be, I listen. So try it. I listen. And then you return your head back up to its original position again.
Mm-hmm.
So it is being able to feel the stretch in your body, integrate the breath, and then when you say the affirmation, I encourage people to feel that and
mm-hmm.
to understand that they can listen to themselves and their body.
Do you have older people who have difficulty with the physical part of that?
Typically not, and one of the reasons is that I always encourage people to do what they can.
Mm-hmm.
So as you know, we have a lot of history. The older we get, we have experienced different events. And so my program is great because it really encourages people to feel their own bodies, do what they can, and incorporate the affirmation. And because of that, typically they can do a little bit more each time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question?
Right. That's great. Who is best suited for this approach?
Well, it's an easy-to-follow movement program, and yet it's a little bit more challenging because your entire body is engaged in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really people who understand and know that they have personal power, and they're just not sure how to tap it. They're also looking for ways to connect their mind, body, and being so that their entire self can be energized.
Mm-hmm.
And the technique really started, Carl, from my own experience. I was divorced at 23 with 3 children, making $80 a week. And what I found is that in order to really feel my whole being, I needed to be doing the exercise and the affirmations together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's so powerful because when you say, I can, you're really saying I can throughout the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you spend, you know, half hour focusing 100% on you. You feel good. You feel energized. And now you're ready to spend the rest of your day, your 23 and a half hours, feeling that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Now, Ellie, can you tell us about your books, your DVD, your services, if you have other products?
And I do.
How listeners can reach you?
Sure. can reach me at meditativemovements.com, and I offer Ellie's Meditative Yoga, which is really for beginners. It's 10 easy-to-follow movements, and it gives you the opportunity to get in touch with your body and its flexibility and balance movements. Then I also have a meditative movement book that is for adventurous people that are probably already exercising. Maybe they're walking and they want to learn how to incorporate this technique into their existing routine. It's also easy for people that are new to exercise, because I look at it's really about movement and affirming yourself. So if you have a negative reaction to exercise, this is perfect, because mm-hmm. you're seeing the movements and the affirmations as really caring for yourself. And then I offer a Power of Positive Aerobics DVD that's a cardio workout, and that is about 30 minutes. So again, it makes it easy for people to incorporate into their daily routine, and again, mm-hmm. feeling so energized.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach me through meditativemovements.com, as well as my products. They're also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and currently working to make the yoga book available on iBookstore.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great, Ellie. I believe in all of the things that you have put together so nicely, and so I think that the listeners will be interested, and especially those who are aging that have difficulty doing some of the physical activities that other people advocate. So I think this will be very useful to that population. So I thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Carl.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I look forward to seeing you on the next show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.